Good morning and welcome to Step Connections Podcast, Episode 1. I'm Kiara and I'm joined by my fellow colleagues.
Alexa.
Brady.
Brian.
Ryan.
Mary.
Olivia.
And Mackenzie.
We are excited to be joined by Mrs. O'Boyle today. Mrs. O'Boyle is a language arts teacher at Lyman Hall High School here in Wallingford. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be with us here today, Mrs. O'Boyle. Without further ado, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Let's get this show on the road. Question one, where are you from originally?
I was actually born in New Jersey, but I moved to Newtown, Connecticut. That one, yes. I was about 9 months old, so New Jersey doesn't really count. So I grew up and lived in Newtown. I went to Newtown High School, met my husband there, and pretty much have been in Connecticut my whole life except for college.
Do you have a large family?
I have one sister and I have two children, so I don't consider that large by any means.
Have they always supported your decisions?
I think I've always made pretty good decisions. My parents were both professionals. They're both chemists and they have advanced degrees. So they always encouraged us to go to college, and that was always the goal. So it was, we were always very much encouraged to do well in school. College was the goal. We were encouraged to even seek degrees beyond college, and they were supportive of that. And in that realm, they pretty much said we could do anything that we wanted, but interestingly, neither one of us went into chemistry.
Role model and why?
I think my biggest role model was my mom, being one of the first women admitted to Clarkson College as a grad student. She was among the first class of women that they allowed to come and get an advanced degree there, and she was a chemist in a lab playing with test tubes and all of that until she decided to start a family, when at which point she decided to stay home and dedicate herself to raising my sister and me, and then went back to school, went back to work when we needed to go to college. So she was very dedicated to her career, but then decided to be dedicated to her family. And I was always very in awe of that, that she was able to just flip back and forth between the two so seamlessly.
What are your interests and hobbies?
I really like to read, obviously, being an English teacher. Yeah, I'm that person. I really just like to relax on the beach. I have a lot of work to do during the school year, so I like to sit on the beach, watch my kids make sandcastles, and read while they are doing that. I like to go walking in the afternoon around town. I really like to cook. I'm a very famous baker in my family. I have cakes that actually look like what they're supposed to look like. And really just spending time with my family. We go on day trips every so often.
Now let's talk a little bit about your educational background.
Were you involved in any extracurricular activities in school?
In high school, I managed the track team, and that's the most closest I ever got to being an athlete. But I was in the National Honor Society and Key Club, and a couple other clubs like that that don't really exist outside of Newtown. And in college, I didn't really participate in extracurricular activities because my goal was to focus on my schoolwork.
Where did you go to college?
For undergrad, I went to Hamilton College in Clinton, New York. And then I went to Boston College in Boston to get a master's degree in English literature. And I'm actually currently enrolled at Quinnipiac getting a master's in teacher leadership.
Let's discuss your earlier career.
Did you have any other jobs before you started teaching, and what was it?
Starting in high school, I had all sorts of jobs. I worked at a pizza restaurant. I worked at a Brooks Pharmacy. I worked at a clothing store at Danbury Fair Mall, which was super exciting. Mia Farrow was one of my customers one day. Mr. Bukakis probably knows who that is. Woody Allen's ex-wife. But in terms of actual career-oriented jobs, once I decided I wanted to become a teacher, I pretty much gauged all of my pre-career jobs in that realm. I was a writing tutor both at Hamilton and at Boston College in their writing center. I taught a section of freshman writing at Boston College as an adjunct professor, which helped to pay my tuition for grad school, and I went right from my master's degree to teaching English. So I really haven't had a lot of variety in my career.
Did you love your past jobs?
I've actually enjoyed pretty much everything I've done. I mean, I didn't especially like working in the clothing store because it's a lot of work. Pizza restaurant is also a lot of work, and it kind of makes you not like pizza for a while. But I do like working. It's very satisfying doing something well and have people appreciate it and, you know, getting something accomplished.
What did you learn about from having those jobs?
I learned that I did not ever want to have those jobs for a very long period of time, and that you really need to find something that you enjoy. And as I said, I didn't really know what I wanted to do when I went to college. I chose a small liberal arts college so I could try a whole bunch of things out. I knew I liked to read, didn't think I wanted to be a teacher, and then kind of sat down at junior year and said, I need to declare something. I'm going to declare an English major. What can I do with that? And I kind of turned it into a job where I can read books and talk about books with kids who don't necessarily appreciate them as much as I do, but at least I'm having fun.
Now we would like to learn a little bit more about your current occupation.
How did you start working as a language arts teacher?
When I graduated from my master's degree, I pretty much applied to every school system in Connecticut. I knew I wanted to end up back in Connecticut because, as I said, my family's really very important to me, and I didn't want to be too far away from my parents. And my husband was already working in Connecticut, so that's where we needed to stay. And I just happened to end up in Wallingford because that's where we found a house that we liked.
Day like as a high school teacher?
It starts very early. School starts at 7:30 and the classes are 84 minutes long. So on some days I teach for two of those and some days I teach for three of those. So depending on the level of class that I have, for example, I teach both advanced placement seniors as well as general level sophomores, so I have to switch gears back and forth very often during the day, and whereas I can pretty much just sit down and have a discussion with my seniors, the sophomores need a lot more kind of direction from me, so I'm walking around the room, making sure they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, creating things for them to do independently that will lead them to be able to learn what they need to learn since they might not have the skills already that they need in order to be able to do what I'm asking them.
Is there anything you dislike about your job?
I think every teacher dislikes grading. Especially being an English teacher, the amount of writing that I have to have my students do. I mean, if I have 42 AP students and they're all writing a 10-page paper on Hamlet, that's 20 pages that I need to read. It's a lot of reading. I can grade quizzes and tests fairly quickly, but the essays that the kids have to write, which is really important, I like to take the time in order to give them the feedback they need so they can revise and they can learn from it, but it does take a very long time, and there are weekends where I spend the entire weekend sitting at my dining room table with piles of papers, and it's not fun.
What kind of opportunities has being a teacher presented you?
I think the biggest opportunity, and I don't know if this is what you're actually asking, I was able to take some time off to stay home with my children when they were very little. So I did not have to entrust them to someone else when they were really little to raise them. And living in the same town where I teach, I also get the same vacations and the same snow days as my children. So it really lowers the stress on the family. I know some families get really stressed when there are delays and early dismissals and cancellations that they didn't plan for. It also works out very nicely that my husband is home in the morning to theoretically get the kids on the bus, and I'm home in the afternoon in order to take care of the afternoon activities. So it works out really nicely for a family with children to have the flexibility of time. Yes, I have to be at work really early, but I'm also done at the actual building relatively early. I may have to stay up until 10, 11 o'clock at night correcting, but I'm able to be at the baseball games and go to the soccer games and things like that.
Now we would like to discuss one of the most important topics of our interview, success.
Do you have any advice to give to someone looking to be a teacher such as yourself?
Somehow I had a feeling you were going to ask me that. I always joke that, you know, I should always counsel children not to become teachers because they have made it very difficult for people to become teachers. I have a former student who is currently student teaching, and she's having a very hard time with what the state is currently asking them to do. It is a lot of work. A lot of people think, oh, you just, you know, become a teacher. You sit at your desk all day and say, hey, children, do your worksheets. It is a lot of work. It's a lot of work at home. So I think the main advice to be successful is to really know what you're getting yourself into, that it's not just 7:30 to 2 o'clock. It's a lot of your afternoon time. It's a lot of your weekend time. It's a lot of your vacation time. It's a lot of your own money. And to just plan ahead, to investigate which programs are going to give you the best preparation for an affordable cost, because your salary is not going to be the kind of salary that will be able to pay a lot of loans back relatively quickly, and to really take everything into consideration. And if it's something you're really passionate about, by all means, go for it, because those are the kind of people who make the best teachers. You guys know from being students, you can tell which teachers are not having a good time, and therefore you are not having a good time in that class. But if the teacher is really, really passionate about what he or she is doing and they're having a good time while they're in class with you, even if it's not your favorite thing in the world to read, you're probably going to be, you know, at least semi-happy with being there.
What mistakes have you made on your path to success?
What mistakes have I made on my path to success? Well, as I mentioned earlier, I am currently enrolled in another master's degree program. I probably should have done that a lot earlier, as I'm kind of getting up there in years and am very much more tired than I used to be. However, my abundant experience is actually helping with the coursework, so it kind of worked out and solved itself. I'm the kind of person that doesn't really focus on what I did wrong. I kind of always just say, okay, this is the decision I made. Let's just move forward with it. So I don't really, you know, say, oh, I should have done this, I should have done that. I think I am happy with my decision to take an English degree and turn it into being a teacher, as opposed to investigating another route I could have gone where I could have had, you know, a more exotic life and made more money. But I really do enjoy being in a classroom with students every day.
What is your definition of success?
I think my definition of success is that you wake up every morning and you're happy with the life that you're leading, regardless of what it is. I mean, if you want to be a pizza delivery man and that makes you happy, by all means, you can be the most successful pizza delivery man on the planet. If you want to be the next Elon Musk, by all means, do what it means to be the next Elon Musk. But, you know, sometimes people look down on the teaching profession, and I'm perfectly happy being a teacher because it has, you know, given me a life that's pretty darn awesome. I have two great kids. They're both doing well. and I have enough time to do the other things I want to do besides, you know, do my job. So I think just being happy with, you know, what you do every morning, regardless of what anyone else says about that, is what successful people do on a daily basis.
Are there any other questions we would like to ask Mrs. O'Boyle?
Knowing the fact that these guys are going into, you know, to high school next year, I mean, what advice would you give them as they transition into the next level or the building next door or beyond?
I think just take what the middle school has prepared you with and just realize that it's going to get kicked up another couple of notches. You do get a lot more freedom, but there is a lot higher expectations in terms of you being self-motivated. There's not necessarily, you know, someone on top of you every second making sure you're doing every single step of something along the way. They're more, you know, of the mind, okay, we're preparing you for college, so here's something you need to do. You need to figure out how to get it done in the time that they ask you to do it in. And there's not an awful lot of, oh, you forgot, now you can hand it in now. It really is, you know, making sure that you have all your ducks in a row and are paying attention to just making sure all your responsibilities get taken care of.
Mrs. O'Boyle, thank you for coming out and taking the time to be with us today. We greatly appreciate this opportunity. We would also like to thank our listeners for tuning in to today's broadcast. Have a wonderful rest of your day.